Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Ways and Means, Lincoln and His Cabinet, and the Financing of the Civil War by Roger Lowenstein. Is a narrative history and financial analysis of how the Union paid for the Civil War. Rather than centering only on battles or political speeches, the book examines the practical machinery that made the war possible: taxation, borrowing, paper money, and the creation of a more centralized federal financial system. Lowenstein focuses on Abraham Lincoln, Treasury Secretary Salmon P. Chase, congressional leaders, and bankers as they confronted a crisis that threatened both military survival and economic collapse. The book shows that financing the war was not a secondary issue, but a transformative national project that helped reshape the American state. Written for a general audience, it explains complex fiscal policy in clear terms while connecting monetary decisions to larger questions of power, nation building, slavery, and the modernization of the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Union financed war through taxes, borrowing, and paper money. Lowenstein also shows that financing decisions were shaped by uncertainty. Union leaders had to act before the outcome of the war was known, which meant they were constantly balancing urgency against long-term credibility. That tension gives the book its analytical core. Secondly, Salmon P. Chase and the struggle to build wartime financial authority. The book also highlights the political limits on Chase's power. He was influential, but he had to work within congressional politics, public distrust, and the practical constraints of a fragmented economy. That combination makes his achievements more significant. Thirdly, the National Banking Act and the creation of a modern currency system. By linking bond sales to bank organization, the government effectively fused fiscal policy with monetary reform. That connection is one of the book's clearest demonstrations that war can become a catalyst for institutional redesign. Fourthly, the Civil War as a turning point in federal power and national integration. The book is careful to show that this centralization had costs as well as benefits. It was associated with displacement, coercion, and unequal burdens, which keeps the argument historically grounded rather than celebratory. Lastly, why the book links finance, slavery, and the moral meaning of union. This approach also explains why the book remains relevant beyond economic history. It shows how public finance can shape the conditions under which national identity, citizenship, and freedom are redefined. In conclusion, Ways and Means is best suited for readers who want a deeper understanding of the Civil War than military narrative alone can provide. It will appeal to students of American history, readers interested in finance and public policy, and anyone curious about how governments raise money under extreme pressure. The main benefit of the book is its ability to make a technical subject legible without flattening its historical importance. Lowenstein explains bonds, taxes, currency reform, and banking with unusual clarity, while still showing how those mechanisms affected the fate of the Union. What sets the book apart from many Civil War studies is its focus on finance as a driving force rather than a background detail. Instead of treating money as a supporting issue, it presents fiscal policy as central to warmaking and state building. That gives the book a broader analytical reach than a standard political or military history. It also stands out for linking economic reform to the creation of a stronger federal government and to the larger contest over slavery and national identity. Readers looking for a well-researched, accessible account of how the Civil War reshaped American institutions will find it especially valuable. If you would like to support Roger Lowenstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.